People have powerful feelings about the traffic in Los Angeles. It says something that local officials warned motorists about a temporary road work closure on the 405 last year by calling it Carmageddon. Angelenos took the hint, and this weekend they're expected to steer clear of the latest 405 closure, named, of course, Carmageddon 2. That's how it is in L.A., a snarl of overstuffed freeways and commuters who keep their cool, except when they don't. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas has this profile of a punk rocker whose music expresses the insanity of L.A. traffic while extolling the virtues of public transit.
Couple of things you need to know about Eddie Solis. He lives in L.A., loves the band Kiss, and does not own a car.
Being someone who's from L.A., born and raised, and, you know, having a few cars in my past, I saw the city much differently through a different perspective through the eyes of a bus rider.
Want to just go all the way to the back?
Sure. Line 18, Wilshire Western Station.
Just steps from the front door of his home, across the street from a tortilla factory in L.A.'s Boyle Heights neighborhood, Solis catches a bus that connects him with the city's subway and the commuter train he catches to his day job at an indie record label in Hollywood.
It just opened me up to, like, little neighborhoods, galleries, clubs, bars, just everything. Just seeing what's out there, little pockets of the city.
Solis's journeys aboard L.A. buses and subway cars informs a lot of the material on The New Los Angeles Part 1, Through the Eyes of a Bus Rider, the latest release by the singer-guitarist band It's Casual. In Solis's vision of a new Los Angeles, people abandon their cars, climb aboard public transit, and rediscover their communities. One song extols the virtues of the L.A. County Metropolitan Transit Agency's Easy Pass and the urban underbelly it introduces to the rider.
And that's a nod and homage to, you know, the people who know what you can even go cheaper and really beat the system and really steer away from spending money on gas and oil profits and all that. Is all it takes for me to witness racial tension, for me to witness illegal aliens. It's not to paint a negative picture, it's just my perspective of what is seen.
Off the bus and back on the street, we make our way past a jazz saxophonist playing for pocket change and down a long escalator to catch a train.
So, where are we now?
We're at the Red Line station, the Pershing Square station in downtown L.A.
And what's our destination?
We're going to go down Fairs another tier, and in about 5 minutes, we're going to get on the Red Line going northbound.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
The Metro Red Line snakes from North Hollywood to downtown Los Angeles. It's the train that inspired It's Casual's signature tune and spawned a viral internet video. It was partly filmed late at night on a moving train as it hurtles from station to station. Solis thrashes away on his guitar and barks the lyrics, which celebrate the Red Line and call out the congested freeways that coil around Los Angeles.
Este es un tren de Metro Red Line a North Hollywood.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice.
The thread that comes out of the record that ties everyone together is just like, be alive, don't be a victim of having a car.
An MTA spokesman said he couldn't comment on Eddie Solis's furious pro-Metro message, but the Red Line video was a hit at the offices of Move LA.
Eddie's done a good job. Thank you, Eddie.
It's the public transportation advocacy group headed by former Santa Monica Mayor Denny Zane. He liked the juxtaposition of Solis blissfully riding L.A. public transit in one scene with scenes of the band raging against those notorious freeway jams.
Eddie is all frantic when he talks about highways. And so mellow when he's like grooving on a skateboard and on the bus and on the Red Line, there's a metaphor for the transformation, you know, from the, oh my God, I just got to get out of the traffic to, hey, this is cool. I can mellow out.
Or you can blast the tune like Too Many People as you claw your way across Los Angeles by car, bus, or skateboard.
Los Angeles! There's too many people! I want them to go away! Even though it means they're so free!
Too Many People could also be a motto for It's Casual. Over the years, the band whittled itself down to a power duo of Solis and a rotating cast of drummers. So you may think the burly, bearded punk rocker just can't get along with freeways, with people, or his native LA. Not true.
I love it. I love everything about it. I've traveled throughout the U.S. many times, and I could never look forward enough to coming back. The weather, the different cultures, the landscape. I was just like, you know what? Now I know why everyone moves to L.A.
Solis will bring the love and the volume during a Red Line mini tour next month. It's Casual will play a different venue within walking distance of several Red Line metro stops from Union Station to West Hollywood. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. Seal Muller is our technical producer. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. Thanks to Hank Hadley at KCBX. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Tyke Hendricks is our elections editor with production help from Tina Lauerberg. We had editing support from Paul Rogers. Victoria Malione is our associate senior producer. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com.
The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the 210, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 210, the 605, the freeways are not so nice. The I-5, the I-10. The I-5, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The 101, the 405, the freeways are not so nice. The 605, the 101, the 101, the 101, the I-10, the 210, the 605, the 101, the 405, the I-10, the freeways are not so nice. The red light.
Welcome to the 92nd episode of Los Angeles Nista. I'm your producer and host, Edward Solis. And today is another curriculum from the MTA. And my in-studio guest is Ann Chan. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Oh, no, it's great to be here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Obviously, the holidays are here. And when the holidays are here, there's more people traveling, I think, in the air and ground transportation locally. And that's where the MTA comes in. So I know that during the holidays, there's an extra special holiday ridership program. Can you tell me about that for Christmas and New Year's?
Yep, we have, you can go to metro.net/holidays. It's part of our destination discounts program. So we offer our Metro riders like a special reward to get out there, ride Metro, and go to these destinations. And with your tap card or with our exclusive promotion codes, you can get discounts on various products from sports gear to restaurants to theater tickets. So it's a really great program, and it's a great way for you to get out for the holidays and do something fun and save money.
Very cool. And plus, if you're going Metro, you can drink and not drive.
That is right. A lot of people...
You're not going to drink and drive. You're going to drink and not drive. So that's safe.
That's the best way to do it. So we get home safe after a night of fun.
Exactly. Now, the sports stores, I wanted to articulate a little for my audience. It's actually available at the Staples Center team store, right? That
yes,
discount.
We actually have two. We have both with the LA Kings and with the LA Clippers.
That's
it's 10%
fantastic.
Off. And so, you know, if you want to go in and get your friend who loves Chris Paul a little something, you get 10% off that jersey. It's a great deal.
That's great. Now, let's talk about the New Year's Eve holiday. You guys are offering free rides.
Yes. We actually have a lot of things going on for New Year's Eve. So the first and foremost, New Year's Eve, we run all-night service, so you can stay out as late as you want and party and make sure you'll get home no matter what, so
and
you will not be stranded.
All the rail lines.
Yes, it's all rail and bus.
Blue line, green line, purple line, expo line, and the bus.
Yes.
Wow.
So with that's happening. And we also offer free rides to make sure, you know, if you do get a little tipsy on, you know, at midnight, you can still get home without having to pay. It makes it really easy for you to choose getting on the train
right.
or the bus.
You know, it's cool, though. One thing is that I'm always looking at the glass half full and not half empty. Like, if you want to go from place to place all night, you can keep the party going.
Exactly. You know, so you don't even have to buy anything, or you just go right in. The free rides are from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., so that is the prime party time. So that's when we have the gates unlocked for everyone to go
through.
That's
when it's free, but then it is all night.
Yes, the service
afterwards.
Is all night, just after 2 a.m. If you really stay out, if you're that night owl who stays out till 4, you will have to tap in after that.
Very, very well done. Do you know if there's any events, holiday events at Metro sponsoring? Like, are there any other tree lighting ceremonies or any other? I know you guys are very in rhythm with the Pershing Square campaign with the ice skating rink and the new cafe there. You guys, I mean, the red line stop for Pershing Square is right there.
Right, that's really great. We actually did not know about that cafe until, I guess, they opened up this year just now with their ice rink. So we're trying to work on them, getting them on board with us also. But at this time, you can get a dollar off admission at the ice rink if you show your tap card at the
window. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, how about on anything with LA Live? I mean, I know there's an ice skating rink there, and that's right by the blue line.
With LA Live, it's a little more difficult because it's with the Kings. So we already have that promotion with the team store, so they're not offering that. But
that
we actually
sense.
Have a couple of holiday stuff coming up. We're organizing the National Ugly Day. Ugly Sweater Day with Metro next Friday.
Ugly Sweater Day.
Yeah, so...
That really exists. That's a national day.
It is a national day.
It's like registered as a national day.
Yes, so wear
nationwide.
Your really ugly sweater, and we're trying to get a photo op coming up at a Union Station on that day.
Okay, so when is Ugly Sweater Day?
It is next Friday, December 20th.
Next Friday, December 20th. I had no idea that existed.
I did not know until just now.
I mean, these kind of holidays, you guys could really, I mean... Especially with Instagram.
Right.
It's a visual. And speaking of which, there is an MTA Instagram now.
Yes, it's at Metro Los Angeles, if you want to find us on Instagram. We're actually in the middle of our holiday scavenger hunt contest, the 12 Days of Metro.
Oh, let's talk about that. Yeah.
We're on day 6, so today's clue is actually, it's somewhere in Long Beach. So if you want to check out the Instagram, find out what the clue is, go down there and snap a photo so you can enter. We've given out a lot of great prizes already, including tickets to the Kirk Douglas Theater. We've given out Kings hats, gift cards, tickets to Disney on Ice. So these are some great prizes, and we have 6 more days left in the contest.
That is phenomenal. You guys, all the prizes are like prime. And, you know, I mean, and they're all along the MTA lines.
Yes,
you get to them via public transportation.
Are Metro accessible.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, how many more days are left?
6 days left
so
in this contest.
So people could actually still enter?
Yes. All you have to do is follow us. And we post the rules every day when we post the clues for this contest. So you'll be able to figure out, you know, you'll see very clearly how you can enter, how you can play, and how you can win.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The everything's very clear as far as the instructions, how to do things.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys have 5 more days, you said?
Six more, including tomorrow. So today's
including.
Yeah,
okay. So do you announce what the prizes are the day of?
We don't. We give you the value of the prize. So if you decide it's just not worth your time, then you don't have to go and try to accomplish this goal. But, I mean, even still, the cheapest prize is, though, $25. So, you know, you can go out there. $25 is still not bad, you know, for something that you didn't really have to do other than take a photo.
Exactly. Yeah. I think part of the prize is if people aren't too savvy with the MTA infrastructure, if they win and it warrants them to go out and use it.
Yes.
And say, hey, look, you get to experience all this great connection to your city. You get to create, you know, a positive experience, more walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not bonded to your car. You get more freedom. You're not looking for parking and paying for parking. That's always a plus. Just that alone.
Yeah.
And then the free prize.
Well, the contest itself, it's kind of encouraging. It's rewarding the riders and encouraging those to really use Metro to explore the system, to learn about our destination discounts programs, and see what destinations are out there that can be Metro accessible, and, you know, find ways to take advantage of Metro to make it worth your while.
Absolutely. I think just one of the things that is worth its, you know, the while is not having to pay for parking.
Yes.
In high traffic destinations.
Oh, and not having to find parking.
Yeah. I mean, just to, you know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, and I did this the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I had a friend, you know, I have a friend, he works for a record label, and last minute he's like, hey, I got an extra ticket to Club Nokia.
Mm-hmm.
To go see these bands. Like, oh, great. He goes, I'll put a ticket at Will Call. So I walked down the steps of my house, and I got the line 18 right in front of me in Boyle
Heights.
Oh,
nice, yeah.
And I literally, you know, when he told me that, I put my shoes and jacket on, went, you know, because it was like an hour from showtime.
Oh, okay.
Took the line 18 right over the bridge, mm-hmm. the 6th Street Bridge, right into, I want to say, you know, when it goes to, it turns into what, 6th or is it 5th? Right by the Millennium Biltmore.
Yes.
And I just walked. I walked up to 9th.
Oh, nice.
And,
yeah.
You know, it was like, it took 30 minutes and, you know, it didn't cost anything because I have a pass.
Yes.
And you got to walk. And there's a lot of pros. There's, you know, you got to take in a certain perspective of walking down that street at night and seeing certain buildings.
Right. And you can see the holiday decorations right
now.
Yeah.
You just take it all in. I go, this is cool. Like, I started taking my time and looking around. I was like, this is great. Like, I don't walk down the street much. I think it was Flower.
Okay, yeah.
Flower and 5th is where I started. And in 30 minutes, I was in Boyle Heights in the club already.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't have to, like, and, you know, as I was walking down Olympic to go across the street by the Grand Museum to go to the venue,
mm-hmm.
it was, you know, first-hand experience, like, you know, $20, $25 a park.
Yes.
and I absolutely Instagrammed that. I was like, don't,
it's that
don't
rage
get suckered
you
in.
Feel when you're trying to park and there's no spaces and you're circling the lot and you're just so angry.
And then all of a sudden they get you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, I mean, there's so many real life experiences
right.
that I could go on record for that, like, using the MTA to get mm-hmm. around LA is, like, super convenient, cost efficient, puts me in a good mood because I'm not, like, circling the same place looking for,
right.
you know, parking or the cheapest parking and then figuring out, well, you know, there's no street parking and I got to pay $25 bucks.
Or if you're like me and you can't do street parking very well, it's even more frustrating.
I know
you found
people
a spot,
like that.
But then I can't pull in.
And then you're like, forget it. And then you go into the $25 lot, the $20 lot.
And actually, I did want to mention, we also have a limited edition holiday tap card that's available right now at our customer service centers.
Oh, really?
So it's the one at Baldwin Hills. I think there's one in Koreatown.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Yeah,
and at
it's
Union Station
on Wilshire,
and
right?
At El Monte Station.
Yeah, the one in Koreatown is the one in the corner.
Yes, the one on Wilshire.
Yeah. So, Wilshire La Brea?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have, it's really cute. It's a little holiday tap card. It's got a little bus with a sleigh on it. It's a regular price. It's $1 and you can load a pass. You can load cash fare on it, but they are limited edition. So once they're gone, they're gone. So if you want one, get to the customer service centers and get one.
That's cool. You know what I'm going to share is that I actually have a Visa tap card.
Oh, okay.
The Tap Ready card.
Yeah.
You guys made those for a while,
yes.
a couple of years ago, and they're actually discontinued. But it's cool because I told Paul Gonzalez the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working, you know, basically living in the downtown area, working in Hollywood, and being able to do more in North Hollywood. I go practice with my band at a rehearsal studio, and it's all along the Red Line. So I'm always, and then maybe I'll have meetings in between or go do other things along the Red Line between downtown and North Hollywood. I'm always off and on between work and band rehearsals and doing this radio show back and forth.
Right.
So one time, you know, I took my wallet out for something. And it was one of those days where I had a lot of cash. I'm talking like almost just like I got money out of the bank. It was like $1,000 in cash.
One of those dimes when you were like people you were a stripper.
Yeah, totally.
A lot of ones.
Yeah, a lot of ones, right? And I was, and I had, you know, all my bank cards, credit cards, and I got off the Red Line and I left it on the seat.
Oh no!
And so you know what I did was I actually. It was pretty funny. You know, I actually got off. I got off the, I was on a bus and then I got on the Red Line and I met the bus.
Uh-huh.
And it was there.
Wow.
It was still there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was going
That's
down
amazing.
Hollywood Boulevard.
And no one touched it.
You know, I mean, it was, thank God it was at a time of the night where there wasn't a lot of riders.
Right.
So I don't even think, and I was sitting like in the very front. I don't think anyone saw it.
Right.
So I learned about, you know, I was like, wow, these people could have my bank cards.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had, you know, because credit card, you could just swipe. You know,
yeah.
And I was like, man, you know, I'm lucky. So what I did was I stopped carrying cash.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Tap Ready card, and which is a prepaid Visa.
Right.
And what I started doing was loading it. So it's a prepaid Visa. So I would load enough cash just for the week.
Right.
Just for like lunch and coffee.
Okay.
And my fare was on it also. So there's two sides
perfect.
To it.
Yeah.
So like you could like purchase stuff at Starbucks. Or go have lunch or dinner, or use it as a tap card.
Right.
So there's two, it deducts from two different places within the card.
Yes.
So I was like, well, I don't have to like, you know, I got a little paranoid. I go, I don't have to like take all my bank cards with me.
Exactly.
I'm doing a lot of public transportation, you know, commuting. I may forget.
Right. It's one of those things that happens.
Yeah,
when you're
being human. Yeah. So I don't worry about it no more. I still have it. And I just carry that on my ID.
Oh, nice.
In my wallet.
Perfect.
So I don't carry my bank cards. Unless, like, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the market tonight or something,
right.
You know, or something like that. So it's very, you know, convenient. Like it blocks bringing your personal information onto a public platform.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think it's the convenience factor is one of the biggest things where you just have to have one card and you can do your daily routine with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most people don't need half the things they have in their wallet at any given time.
Right.
You know? So it's a night. And then when you do need all that other stuff, then you're probably, you know, you need it.
Exactly.
So you have your eye on it. But, you know, when you're running around town, you're on the bus, you're on the train, it gets to be, you know, a little crazy sometimes. And you're doing a lot of things. You're multitasking. You've got this to check and that. So it just makes things, it cuts things down for you. And it's a great way to have.
It does. It's very cool. We're going to take a music break right now. And we'll take a few minutes and we'll come back and chat some more.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks. Hi, this is Eddie Solis. You're listening to Los Angeles Nista on SkidRowStudios.com. This episode of Los Angeles Nista is brought to you by La Mascota Bakery, a family-owned business serving the community since 1952. Tamales and sweetbread, made the old-fashioned way daily.
Yeah. for yourself.
Fight it!
right, welcome back to Los Angeles Nista, episode 92. I'm your host and producer, Edward Solis. My in-studio guest, Ann Chen from the MTA. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah, during our break, our music break, we're talking about some other exciting events happening. And I had no idea you were a huge hockey fan, so you're very excited and passionate about this next event that you're going to let us know about.
Yes, although I'm going to, full disclosure, I am a Red Wings fan. That, I don't want to put any lies out there. You want a hockey fan, you're going to have to ask Steve Hyman. or a Kings fan, you're going to ask Steve Hyman.
You're going to put that out there in L.A. even. You're brave.
I am, so, you know, come fight me. No, so the NHL is doing a stadium series, which is a series of outdoor games taking place across the country. And L.A. has been chosen as one of the locations. So Dodger Stadium will be hosting the Kings versus the Ducks on January 25th.
At Dodger Stadium?
At Dodger Stadium. So they're going to turn it into a giant outdoor rink.
Wow.
And so Metro will be running the Dodger Stadium Express during that time to help people get to the game. So you can connect to the Dodger Stadium Express at Union Station.
That's awesome. The from firsthand experience going to a lot of Dodger games, mm-hmm. I know for a fact that the Dodger shuttle, that now, is that provided by you guys and the Dodgers? Is that a partnership?
Technically, yes. It is with us and the Dodgers.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. I mean, to take that for free,
yes,
in its own lane, up the hill to the back gate. Usually when you park,
right,
you have to pay for parking and then walk across a dangerous parking lot.
Yes, that's one of the things.
So, I mean, you guys are going to actually make that active and available on the 25th.
Yes, so it'll be the same thing. 90 minutes before the game up until 45 minutes after the game ends, we'll have the shuttle running. And, you know, as long as you have your game ticket, it'll be free for you.
Free ride.
So you can get up there and it'll let you off right behind center field, but I guess it'll be a rink that day.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sure, the rink is going to be like the average rink that they have, right?
Right.
It's going to be like the average size standard professional rink.
Yes,
the
NHL
size. So there'll be floor seats and everything.
No, that actually, as far as I know, from what I can see in the past, the rink will be down on the field, but everyone else will still be on the stadium seating. So you'll have to look down kind of at the same way you would be at a baseball game.
Okay.
But they'll have everything up on a Jumbotron. And it's really, I think it's about the atmosphere they'll have.
It's like presenting a new atmosphere.
See, I think they're going to have a lot of activity outside. You know, you can probably play ball hockey out in the courtyard, things like that. This shuttle is great for all the fans, because if you're a Ducks fan, you can ride the Metrolink up from Orange County, connect to the shuttle at Union Station, and make sure you can go and support your team.
That is awesome.
And best of all, because the Kings, they will probably be putting out some special Stadium Series commemorative gear for this game. You can get 10% off with your tap card. So you can go to the store at LA Live or at the Staples Center, and you can get, you know, all the souvenirs you want, and you can save.
So the team that you follow in hockey.
Yes.
who's that again?
The Detroit Red Wings, who are playing the Winter Classic this year.
The Winter Classic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're playing with Toronto in the Winter Classic.
Have they had a good run as far as their professional career the last few years?
Oh, yeah. No, they've been doing really well for the last couple of years. We've made the playoffs for 23 years in a row, which is a new NHL record.
Wow.
Lately, they haven't been doing so well, but, you know, it's still early. We can turn it around.
Let me ask you, I mean, do you follow other sports as well, or is hockey your favorite?
Mostly hockey. Wow. I might look at the Lakers.
Really?
You know, once in a while.
That's interesting.
My mom's a Laker fan, so sometimes I have to keep up with what's going on, because she'll talk to me about it, and I'm like, I don't know who Lamar Odom is, and then I have to go find out.
Then you go Google and do this. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to stray away, because I'm amazed that hockey's your sport. And the reason why I'm amazed is because, you know, when I think of hockey fans, I think of like big dudes with broken noses. You know what I mean? You know, guys bigger than me that like to brawl.
Right. Well.
So, what is it about the sport that you like?
It's fast. If you go to an actual hockey game,
a professional hockey game,
and you see how fast the sport is and the speed and the amount of grace you actually need, because you're playing, you know, you're on skates and you have to skate and look at the puck and look at your stick and then, you know, score. So there's a lot of things going on the ice. So it takes a lot of coordination. And I think that's always something, you know, that really amazes me. And like, I thought that was really cool.
So you appreciate the technical aspect of it, of the athleticism,
right?
Like the finesse on the skates.
Yes.
And then knowing the game so well that you're at a professional level and being physically able to like defend yourself.
Right. And I'm not going to lie. Like that's kind of the cool part, that there's a physicality to hockey. You know, people are slamming each other around sometimes and it can get pretty heated, and I think that's kind of cool.
So all that and the actual physical aggression is the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. Like,
and so, you know what? We have the best trophy in all sports. I'm sorry, no one else has a better, like Stanley Cup is the best trophy in sports.
Wow, you're into it. I would never have thought. So do you go to a lot of games?
Not really, because it's expensive and my team's not here.
Yeah.
But you know what? I do, I go, you know, there's beer leagues that you can join. You can go play, you know, there's minor league hockey kind of games here.
Yeah.
We actually have, there's a rink in Pasadena. You can get there via the Gold Line.
Okay.
If you get off at Del Mar and walk over, it's on Green Street. So you can go ice skating there. And of course, during the wintertime, you have the outdoor rinks at Pershing Square and up at LA Live by Pico Station.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, what's going on for Valentine's Day?
We're not revealing too much about that yet,
right.
But we are working on another sort of contest. So we'll have some more prizes, more contests lined up. So you definitely want to follow along with the Metro, either on Twitter, on Instagram, or on Facebook. And of course, you can always check the source. It's our blog, and you can go to metro.net and check the source. That'll update you on all the things that's happening.
That's a great blog. There's even one in Spanish.
Yes, we have El Pasajero too. So you can follow along if if English is not your first language and you prefer reading it in Spanish. You can check there. And they actually have special content too that's different from the regular content that's more geared toward the Spanish-speaking audience. So I think that it's really great to interact with our Latino communities.
Well, yeah, I mean, the MT infrastructure is for everyone in LA.
Yeah.
It's for all.
And then Spanish and English are the two biggest languages here in LA. So
that's just a fact, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever taken the shuttle to Dodger Stadium for a game?
A few times.
Yeah.
So it's
how did you find it?
It's a nice shuttle ride, I think. I've never taken it at a time when there was a lot of traffic.
Right.
So but I know there's a lot of complaints sometimes still of, trying to get the traffic. Once you actually get up the hill, there's still traffic in there. So it can be kind of a hassle. But I think we're improving it with every time. So,
well, you know what's funny is I noticed an improvement from the beginning of last season to the playoffs.
Yes.
There is more focus on getting the shuttle into the park with its own lane, even on the hill.
Yes.
Like they didn't have to wait. They went out to the side.
Well, LAPD and LADOT actually control the bus lane. So
they do?
They do. So we run the shuttle, but they control the lane. So we've been coordinating with them and getting feedback to them about the traffic situation up there. So they've been really helpful in making sure the shuttles get there much
very
faster.
Cool.
So it's been a great coordinated effort.
What's going on with the Rose Parade? I mean, that's annual. We all know about that. That's New Year's Day.
Yes.
How does Metro get proactive with that?
Well, we encourage everyone to take the Gold Line to Memorial Park Station. And actually, if you get to Memorial Park, to Lake Station, and even to Allen Station, it'll take you right along the parade route. It's really close. It's a
Allen
walk.
Allen or Memorial Park?
Allen and Memorial Park also. So you can walk over from that station, so you don't have to sit in traffic. I live in Pasadena.
So you know firsthand.
I know firsthand how bad the traffic is afterwards. I'm basically trapped in my house waiting for everyone to leave, and then the roads are clogged. So we definitely want as many people as possible to take the train. It's a great parade. It's really fun. It's their 125th year, and it's our 10th year serving this parade. So, well, it's 10 years of Gold Line service running to the parade. So that's really nice. And it's an easy way to get there. It doesn't cost very much. And, we're going to be running extra service on that day to help
people
get to
it. Well, see, that's good to know, because some people want to make the effort to go.
Right.
And they don't really know how to get there besides driving.
Right. And for out-of-towners also, I know if you're a hotel, you're probably staying in Pasadena, you can walk over to Memorial Park Station. From there, you actually have, at the Parsons parking lot, they have the Rose Bowl shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take the shuttle up to the Rose Bowl to watch the football game.
That's really cool. Speaking of which, the Rose Bowl shuttle, that exists throughout the whole college football season.
Yes.
And that shuttle is what you just said. It's in the same place from Memorial Parkway to the Rose Bowl.
No, the shuttle leaves from the Parsons Engineering parking lot.
Parsons Engineering
so
parking lot.
So it's about, I'd say like three or four block walk, depending on where you go. It's not a bad walk, though. It's very convenient. And it goes right through Old Pasadena, so you can kind of see. If you've seen during the holiday season, it's got snowflakes lit up on the at nighttime. And during the daytime, they've still got lights up there and Christmas trees. It's really pretty.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Very well done. Now, I know the USC games, they have a new line right next to the Coliseum, which is the Expo line.
Yes.
Now, you guys have done a great job in getting people. When I say you guys, MTA has done a great job in getting people out of their car from going to the USC games. I mean, you guys have gotten a huge ridership out of the Expo line. I did the research, And
yeah, we're carrying about 8,000 to 9,000 per game. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, how many cars is that? I mean, yeah, it could be what, in half? It's like 4,000 cars.
Yeah.
You know, two people per car.
I know there's a strong tradition of tailgating at these events because, sure, you know, that's part of the tradition and part of the fun. But we're trying to make it so that, you know, to make Metro part of this tradition too. You don't have to have a car to tailgate. You can carry your stuff onto the train and then take it off there and then, you know, set up your camp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's constructive and creative ways to do it where, right, you're not like, you know, maybe that will warrant you not overbringing things.
Right.
You know, and you'll find some great, like those chairs that you could carry.
Right.
You know, a backpack, everything that's very streamlined and doesn't take a lot of space up.
Right. That's perfect. And, you know, we do allow people to take the small items onto the train.
Right.
So that it's perfect for the people who just want to go and have a few things and not too much stuff. Yeah.
So I wanted to give people a little example of your favorite line to ride. And now when I say line, not bus line, rail train, I think it's the Gold Line, right?
It is the Gold Line.
Yeah, we talked about that before. And I think I shared my information and my perspective with you the last time. Mm-hmm. Basically, I feel the Gold Line is the most scenic rail train the MTA has as far as line goes. Like, you know, the Red Line's underground.
Right.
You know, and so forth. There's other factors to other lines. Mm-hmm. People would just have to see it for themselves. I want them to go out there and experience it instead of me giving it away.
Right.
You know, go take the Blue Line, go take the Green Line, see for yourself. But the Gold Line, that's a train where, like, it doesn't happen often because I'm pretty busy these days. But, like, if I could actually just take a ride somewhere, uh-huh, and kind of just freely go, you know, take a couple hours and say, I really don't have to do anything today. I could, you know, take a ride somewhere.
Right.
You know, kind of freely without being on a schedule. It's like, you know what? I want to get on the Gold Line. And what you see on the Gold Line is pretty phenomenal from East L.A. Because, mm-hmm, even before you hit Union Station, you go through these little pockets of East L.A. very slowly, and you see like the exterior of these old buildings.
Yes.
And the hills of East Los Angeles. And then you can notice all these, you know, these great markets.
Right.
And these little Mexican restaurants. And you see the architecture of some of these little, like, you know, buildings,
yes,
that are very reminiscent of Mexico as well. And just are oozing with LA Hispanic culture. And you see the murals. And then when you get into, you know, I would say like the next exciting thing is the First Street Bridge. When you go over the bridge and you see, yes, downtown right in front of you, that skyline. I mean, someone who wants to take pictures and, really use that kind of thing for Instagram. I mean, that's you know, document the city. That's a really good line. And then Little Tokyo, and then you go over the, yeah, freeway. That's so cinematic when you go over the freeway into Union Station.
And, you know, all the time, every time you can always look down and you see it's like where the 101 and kind of meets the 10 and the 5, and they're all kind of crammed in there. And you just see the line of cars as far as the eye can see. And you're going right over it.
I always take a picture or video.
Yeah.
And I always put something on Instagram because to me it never gets old.
Right.
It's like, look, I told you, you know, do what I'm doing.
And it's almost like every hour of every day you can see this line of cars. And I don't, yeah, know where all these people are going, but
where are they going?
Yeah.
It's like, where are all of you going?
there's not really rush hour anymore. It's our, every day is like,
you know,
this.
What's funny? Yeah. I'm from Los Angeles, and growing up in the city, I got to tell you, you know, there used to be days where you could go, oh, let's go after this time because the traffic dies down.
Right.
Or let's go on Sunday because there's no traffic. Now, if you go Sunday during rush hour, there's rush. Yeah. Rush hour
there's
traffic.
There's rush hour traffic on Sunday.
So rush hour traffic exists every day.
And
isn't that crazy?
It's terrible.
Uh-huh. It's totally, yeah, terrible. Well, that's why I wrote the song The Red Line.
Yeah.
And it says the freeways are not so nice.
They are not. They really aren't.
It's the truth, right?
Not anymore. I guess people just really want to get out there these days and really want, I mean, it's true. A lot of people are living in places now where it's like that maybe the house is smaller, so they want to get out, you know, and make
good for them, right?
The world is their house. And that's great. You know, the places to hang out with your friends, to see your family. But you know,
you can take the Gold Line.
And you can, yeah,
go through East LA, Little Tokyo. You know, and just to get off on Union Station,
right,
and walk through the building and look at the big Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what I'm going to do later.
Oh, great, yeah.
I mean, I just want to take a walk through it because it feels so Christmassy. I think the tree there is like, what, 30 feet?
You know, I'm not sure. I know it's huge. We've got like wreaths up on the walls and stuff too.
Yeah, I saw the one in Union, so the one that MTA put up in the MTA building. There's one in the MTA building, right?
Yes.
Is that one really big?
That one is also probably also maybe 30 feet. I'm not quite sure.
But I thought it was a Union Station one at first, like the one in Union Station.
Right.
But it wasn't.
Oh, no, there's two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one in the Gateway Building and also at Union Station by the information booth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, people could go, you know, get off, you know, I'm trying to like articulate this line. The goal line is that's the most, not only picture perfect, but the most scenic and I think in a way therapeutic. Because you're not looking at cars, but you're looking at these beautiful hillsides and the geography of LA.
Right. That's the best part of it, especially when it goes over the Arroyo Seco. And, you know, during the different seasons, you've got the green leaves or it's fall and the leaves are red. And it's just beautiful.
Yeah. You see the vibrant colors of nature.
And then there's that part when you go over the river. So that you can kind of see, like, it's kind of the LA River, but not quite. And then there's a bike path that goes down there that you can see. So sometimes, you know, you see people biking down there and it inspires you to go down there and do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, from Union Station, I mean, you could get off, walk to the building, as I was saying, and then there's Olvera Street right across the street. And I've been lucky through the radio show, like they don't do this, but I've had like one-on-one tours with people at, you know, they don't offer free tours of the whole place, but I've had, or just, you know, a tour period, but I had, you know, through the radio show, I've had someone guide me through the whole Olvera Street with the new museum that's... It's a commemoration of David Siqueiros, the artist from Mexico City. And there's so much to do there. And a lot of people don't know that the original Chinatown in LA was at Olvera Street.
Yes.
And that's why the Chinese American Museum is there. It's at Olvera Street. And you know, you're like, what? Why is it here?
Yeah. Because
there's Chinatown, there's Olvera Street. And they're like, well, it's here because that's the original Chinatown.
Right. And then they were forced to move during the construction of Union Station.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cool things, you know.
We have a tribute to the Chinatown that used to be at Union Station in the East Portal. If you want to take a look, it's an art piece that they installed. It looks like the river, and it's got a lot of the debris that we found when we were excavating the ground.
Wow!
To build Union Station. Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know. So that's Portal what?
The East Portal, where East Portal. You exit the Red and Gold Line towards Vignes.
The back, where the Dodger shuttle is.
Right, where the Dinosaurs Plaza is. If you go down there, we have a couple of art, where the fish tank is.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, yeah, there's so much to see. And not even that, but just the goal line, you can make a day out of it. Because then from Olvera Street, you can get back on if you have a day pass and go to Chinatown.
Right.
One stop.
Yeah. And in just a few more years, it's going to go all the way out to, you know, is it the Azusa? So it's going to be out, you know, we have the photo extension coming in and then it'll be even more to explore.
Yeah, Pasadena, Sierra Madre. So has that been confirmed?
Yep. I mean, it's. I think we're looking at 2016 for when we open the photo extension line.
Wow. Yeah. And that's going to go all the way down like...
To Azusa.
To the city of Azusa. Wow.
So we're looking forward to that.
On Foothill Road, right?
Yes.
So it'll continue from Sierra Madre into Azusa.
Right. So there's a part that runs along the middle of the freeway and then it kind of veers off over that bridge. You've noticed that big basket bridge. It's gotten a lot of awards lately.
Yeah.
And over there it goes down into, I think, Arcadia, Citrus College. It'll run by there. So it'll be a lot of places where more people now will be able to access the Gold Line and the rest of the metro system.
Very cool. Very cool. One other thing I want to say before we go is, I would have to say the Gold Line is my favorite line. Even though I wrote a song about the Red Line, I did write a song about the Gold Line on the new record. So there's a song called the Gold Line now.
Oh, great.
No video yet, but I'll send it to you.
All right, there you go.
anything else you want to cover or was that about it? Was there any other?
I think that's pretty much everything. Just looking forward to the holidays. We actually make sure if you're going to New Year's Eve, you know, take the metro. Be safe.
Be safe.
We've got events happening up at Universal City Walk and here at Grand Park, the new Grand Park and downtown Los Angeles, where you can get 10% off at the food trucks if you have your tap card. So make sure you have that handy with you and you know, have a great time.
Grand Park is beautiful. Thank you so much for being a part of the 92nd episode of Los Angeles Nista Anna.
Oh, you're welcome.
It.
Thank you for having me.
Cool.